Speaker Pro Tem Kirk Schuring, the second in command, is now in charge of holding session in the House. It's unclear how long he'll remain in that post. Lawmakers will consider that next month after Rosenberger's May 1st resignation date. But Republican state auditor and Attorney General hopeful Dave Yost says he thinks Rosenberger shouldn't wait.
And what happens in the next 2 weeks? Does business grind to a halt? Do we have continuing questions about decisions that are made? It's better to just make a clean break.
Longtime State House lobbyist and Republican operative Neil Clark's take is a little different. He's interested in several pieces of legislation currently being considered, and he thinks the House itself needs to take a break right now.
I believe that the House should suspend having committee hearings and doing any floor votes until they collectively meet as a caucus and determine how they're going to move forward with all the things that may be alleged to have happened during the last few years under Rosenberger. Unless they clean themselves through the process of how they're doing political work and doing legislative work, I don't think anything's going to really change. And you can't ignore the fact that something happened and you just continue having session, you just continue having committee hearings.
But the future of the process is not the only thing being questioned right now. The political narrative is already developing. Republican candidate for Governor Mary Taylor, in a statement, takes aim at Rosenberger, saying the behavior he's accused of is, quote, part and parcel of the hubris that the Columbus establishment and good old boy network display on a regular basis, unquote. Taylor has been running as a non-establishment candidate, though she's been lieutenant governor for more than 7 years and was a state lawmaker before that. But in addition to trying to set herself apart from Rosenberger, she also raises questions about why her primary opponent, Attorney General Mike DeWine, called Rosenberger over the weekend and advised him to step down if he's guilty. It's a question that's shared by David Pepper, chairman of the Ohio Democratic Party.
That is all really problematic. A sitting attorney general, either they should be helping with the investigation and offering the FBI, we're here to help, or that attorney general should stay out of it. So I think when you start to see such inappropriate behavior by other officials in the midst of the investigation, it again speaks to the coziness and a culture of corruption in Columbus that I just think dominates the place.
DeWine and Taylor do agree that Rosenberger should resign immediately. But DeWine's spokesman defends him, saying DeWine had the same information everyone else had when he made the phone call, which he did because it was the right thing to do. He went on to say that the action was a sign of leadership, not politics, and says he's not surprised that people like Taylor and Pepper find the concept unusual. What is unusual is this situation. Tom Suttis, former Cleveland Plain Dealer State House Bureau Chief, is somewhat of a historian when it comes to Ohio politics. He says the behind-the-scenes race to succeed Rosenberger between House Finance Chair Ryan Smith and former Speaker Larry Householder is becoming public and bitter, and that it could reach a new level low.
The competition to succeed Mr. Rosenberger next year was already in high gear, which is all kinds of like, it's like having a three-level chessboard almost, I suppose. You're trying to strategize, to use a bad word, strategize how to work all that out. And these are interesting days in Columbus, in the State House, I know, and I can't think of anything quite like this, specifically like this.
Suttis says there have been a couple of speakers who have stepped down during the past century to take another position, but none have faced the controversy surrounding Rosenberger's situation.